This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. We got lots of news. Let me tell you what. So, we've got potentially the wrong Cohen. Did you hear about that story? The wrong Cohen. Oh, Cohen, he's been tied to Russia. And Cohen's going, I've never been to Russia or wherever he's supposed to have gone. So, we'll talk about that a little bit, maybe. Glad you guys are here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. There's always tons to talk about after the weekend. Plenty. I have a lot to talk about because I was in Chicago. Yeah, I was in Chicago, and I was speaking to hundreds of kids at Turning Point USA. Charlie Kirk and I finally were able to get that arranged. And I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun talking to these kids because there are a lot of you who say to me, Kevin, are we doomed? Are we doomed, brother? No, we're not doomed. There are lots of these conservative kids. They are full of energy, vigor, spunk. And, you know, it's funny. I don't know what they normally get because, you know, these seminars are informational. You know, what should you be looking for on campus? How should you be dealing with things on campus? And I just pretty much laid it out to them in this very non-PC thing. Well, you guys know what we do here at the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Well, it's no different when I'm not talking to you via the microphone. I'm talking to them the same way. By the way, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So I'm talking to these kids, and I'm telling them, look, you better pay attention. You know, get plugged in. This is your world. Look, the rest of us, the people listening to this program for the most part, we got it. This world, they can't do much more to us. I mean, they might try to throw us in the hooscow, you know, at some point or whatever when I'm 80, if I'm still alive. Or they might, they can raise some taxes and things like that. But for the most part, man, we've done it. We've been there, done that. We know what it was like. We could live on memory, you know, on muscle memory of the past. Just reflect back. They could throw us in Shawshank, and we'd be okay. Sure, we'd want to do an Andy Dufresne and escape through the sewer system. But while we wait on our opportunity, we'd be okay because we have the memories. They don't have the memories. Their memories are snowflakes and trigger warnings and, you know, craziness like this. We did a thing on the thing. Just to give you an example, we did a thing on these. I think it's 17 racist things that colleges. No. It was from 2017. The racist things that colleges are teaching. So let me give you an example. The solar eclipse was considered racist. That's one thing. Christmas was considered racist. What were some of the others? Do you remember? What were some of the others? Oh, hard work was considered racist. I know we talked about some of these, but I'm saying when you put them all together, you say to yourself, are you kidding me? These are the things that are considered racist these days? Holy cow. So, you know, talking to these kids, and they're so plugged in. They know the stories. They know, you know, the craziness that's going on. And for the record, they're living it. They're closer to it than we will ever be. You know what I mean? They are going to colleges with these snowflakes, these professors. One kid tells me this story. He says, Kevin, I went to an anti-Trump rally to film it and to interview people. He goes, a professor comes over to me while my buddy's filming me filming him. He snatches my phone, throws it down and breaks it. He says, campus police come. They don't do anything to the professor. They tell him to leave, and the school writes him up. Oh, this is for real. He's suing the University of Illinois, and I high-five that dude. He's a Hispanic kid, Mexican. I'm legal, by the way, you know, born here. He's not, like, coming over. Yeah, legal Mexican kid. I mean, he's an American of Mexican descent is what I should say. So the point is, he's going to sue the university. I said, dude, keep me posted. This is the type of world we're trying to build where we can, you know, get these kids empowered. That's exactly what he was supposed to do. Supposed to sue. Other stuff. What's going on? Pompeo confirmation. You guys heard about this. Cory Booker asking him about sexuality and stuff. Yeah, the stinkity stank. He's like, what? How could you possibly ask somebody, what do you think? How do you feel about gay sex? I want to cover that one separately because I think that's so amazingly crass. And I know you guys heard about it, but I promise you, you haven't heard about it the way we're going to talk about it. Ooh, this story. Should I tell them? Yeah. This is about bathroom dryers. You know the hand dryers? You put your hands underneath? Yeah, you're going to want to hear this one. Comey's book. Comey's book is out and he's making the circuit. And let me tell you, not going that well. I always tell you guys, look for signs, right? Look for things of how the temperature is in the water. The good news for us is it's nice and calm. However you like the water, it's good if you're a conservative. Oh, I know. They're dumping on Trump. Man, in Illinois, in Chicago, shoot, the MAGA hat, you know what I'm saying? That'll get you hurt. People hate, I mean, I don't know how much they hate him, but you know, I wasn't exactly the den of conservatism when I was up in Chicago. But one of my buddies that I hung out with, who was my roommate years ago, we had some time together. He was like, man, this city is amazing. But he sees the changes. He sees the slight, you know, fluctuations in the magnetic field. Or, you know, he's going, you know, I'm up in this land of liberalism, but I see change. And he talked about how Rahm Emanuel he's doing a good job because he's being forced to use austerity. He's being forced to use Trumpian tactics, but he's still screwing people over. He's a typical Democrat. But he says Rahm Emanuel is going to get a challenge. He's going to get a challenge this time around. So, just lots of interesting stuff. But anyway, back to the Comey book. Comey book's out. IG issues their report. The Inspector General, scathing condemnation of McCabe. Scathing. Lied under oath kind of thing. Tied it to Comey. Comey's still blaming Loretta Lynch. Loretta Lynch is going, that white boy didn't tell me that. That was a different recollection than what I had. I love watching these guys have their feeding frenzy. Eat their own. That's exactly what you're witnessing. You're watching it. And then you're being outed as liars. Out and out vicious liars. He said, she said, pointing the finger at one another. And you know what the vindication is going to be? Donald Trump called every one of them out. He's called them out in tweets. They've tried to pretend that they didn't know certain things in tweets, and all of it has been exposed as lies. And the media is going to have to turn on them. It's going to get ugly. And let me tell you something. After the election, when the Republicans retain the House, watch what happens. Watch what happens. Senate's going to be bigger, House is going to be retained, and you are going to watch the dominoes fall. I've been talking about it a long time. Hey, Syria's missile strike, that's in the news. Let's cover that, too. How about that? And what about Chick-fil-A? Interesting story about Chick-fil-A.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What's up, everybody? So, you know, they've got this witch hunt going for the President of the United States, and they've invaded his lawyer's office, his home. They've seized all this data. They've got all these accusations that are floating around about, you know, prostitutes and big hands and big feet and crazy hair. And I mean, I can't even keep up. Can you keep up? I can't even keep up with it. It's so crazy out there. Tying Trump to Russian I mean, look. Donald Trump flies the if Donald Trump were going to hang out with prostitutes, he'd probably bring them from the U.S. Why would he fly to Russia and say, you know, hey, Vladimir, you got some over here? And have them bring some vodka and toilet paper while they're at it. I mean, come on. And people are asking me, oh, Kevin, what do you think about Stormy Daniels? I'm like, what do you think about it? Really? Look, I'm telling you, I don't like the idea that Donald Trump, you know, went tiptoeing on Melania, because why would he? Oh, geez. But if he did, that's not my business. I don't really care. What I care is that he's reducing my taxes. You know, he's giving opportunities to stuff. And I'm not trying to dismiss it, but I'm not going to. What, did we hire a pope? What did we hire? Did we hire Billy Graham? Is Donald Trump supposed to be Billy Graham? It's like my brother who didn't vote for Donald Trump. because he's, you know, Kevin, I just can't, you know, it's against my religion to go with a guy that I don't believe is a religious guy, whatever. Donald Trump's been probably the most religious president. And if he had a sin, well, you know what? I know a bunch of sinners. I ain't going to tell you who they are, but I know a bunch of sinners. I'm one. I'll admit it. A lot of people don't want to admit sin. I'll admit I'm a sinner. I don't know what my last sin was because I'm not, like, you know, keeping a tally, but I'm a sinner. And we all are. You know, you tell that little white lie, oh, it's a nice little white lie. No, it's a sin. It's a sin. I know it's harmless. Does this dress make me look fat? No, baby. No. Not really. Oh, man, look, it's, I get it. And then they're big ones, right? They're the bigger ones that you do things with. So, look, I'm not here to be sanctimonious, but I'm just saying. But anyway, they're going after Cohen. Pick it apart as life. And it's easy to tell what they're doing, right? They want to intimidate the guy because if they can pick him apart, then Donald Trump will be all, oh, I don't know, and everybody will be upset. So that's what they're doing. They're picking him apart. And so they said he was, then I don't know where all this information comes from because, you know, Mueller's getting things that are half baked. And he says, Cohen was in Russia. Not even in Russia. He was in Czechoslovakia or somewhere, right? Here's what they said. This is from MSN.com. President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, on Saturday responded to a report that special counsel Robert Mueller has evidence that Cohen went to Prague during the 2016 election, slamming it as bad reporting. Now, here's what's interesting. I don't know whether it is or it isn't. Maybe the story's got more legs since I, you know, landed and started doing my show. But here's what I'll tell you. If they did get it wrong, wow. But okay, so you went into his office in order to get stuff because he supposedly took a trip to Prague, and I guess Prague to meet with Russians or something, because Prague is not in the Soviet Union. And Cohen says, no, bad reporting, bad information, bad story. Call the reporter out by name. No matter how many times or way they write it, I have never been to Prague. I was in L.A. with my son. Proven. Now, this goes to show you the sloppiness of this investigation and the type of people that are involved and the witch hunt that's being deployed. And I'm going to tell you, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Why do you say that, Kevin Jackson? Why do you say don't worry, be happy? Because it just makes them look worse. Democrats write to me and say, Kevin, I now understand what you're talking about when you talk about these evil, lecherous Democrats, these leftists. And they're watching this play out and they're going, this dude is not that bad. We were told Donald Trump was a heathen and he's a terrible person. And don't get me to preaching, but he's a bad guy. And then they're finding out all the people who were telling him are bad guys. Same reason why I started TeaPartyCommunity.org. People were like, the Tea Party is horrible. They're racist and they hate black people and there's a Tea Party racist out there somewhere. And you go, no, the Tea Party's joining with the National Black Chamber. The Tea Party is helping black businesses and blah, 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 blah. And suddenly, you know what they're going to be saying in a year for the Tea Party? I'm talking about black folks. You know what they're going to be saying? They're going to be saying the Tea Party is not the liar. The liars are the Democrats, the leftists who turned us against people who really do want to help. Don't you want to help? You don't want to help people for the wrong reasons. You want to help your fellow man because you get it. They, on the other hand, they don't want to offer any help. They want to give the illusion of help. So this is where we are. So anyway, he says, I've never been to Prague. Now, McClatchy reported that Mueller had evidence that Cohen had traveled to Prague in the summer of 2016. A claim that was made in this Steele dossier, you know, the fake dossier that they used to get the FISA warrant. So they are still using that very same document in order to go after Cohen, which is little more than a shot over the bow to Donald Trump that says, we will go after everybody in your life, Donald Trump. We will get down to where we're shaking down little Baron as he's coming out of private school. Yeah, we'll get him. You can't run from us, Mr. Donald Trump. It's Gestapo. And the ACLU, they say, we're happy that Cohen's doing this. This is a good thing. Now, I wonder if the ACLU would have the same feeling about this had it been Barack Obama who was being gone after, in the same mode. I'll tell you this. I know conservatives well enough to tell you that if there was a witch hunt for Barack Obama to the degree that there's been with Donald Trump, and don't bring up, oh, Kevin, y'all went after his birth certificate. It wasn't a witch hunt. People wanted to know the truth. We still don't know. It's like OJ, who killed Nicole? Well, we think it's OJ. With the birth certificate, we think Barack Obama was born in Kenya. Okay, big deal. You got an American mommy. I know constitutionally that doesn't satisfy a lot of people, but I know his mama was American. So for me, I don't really care. Kevin, it's a constitutional crisis. Okay, fine. You can have it. But be honest about, was it Hawaii or Kenya? I don't really care. But they can't do that. So they use this fake dossier to not only go after Donald Trump, but to go after his attorney. Now, they allege that he had secretly traveled to Prague and met with a prominent ally of the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, a guy by the name of Konstantin Kosachev. Now, Mueller has no evidence because the meeting didn't occur. They've got his passport. They can look at the timeline. Trust me, Google knows, and so does Facebook. Just get with Zuckerberg. He'll tell you. Zuckerberg can tell you exactly where that man was. No, I'm afraid, Robert, I'm afraid that he did not go to Russia. No, he was eating at a McDonald's where he paid with the exact change. And then he left there. He and his son walked towards Central Park. And there they were met by a man with a dog who had a hot dog. And just saying, they got you down to granular level. Cohen says he's never been to Prague. I believe him. Oh, mud in the face.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pompeo. Isn't that a great name? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Mike Pompeo. Pompeo, come over here. That's majestic sounding. Oh, my goodness. So Brandon said this. He tweeted this. Mike Pompeo at the confirmation hearing to answer tough and important questions today. Cory Booker. Mike, are you okay with gay sex? Democrats are losing their minds. I can't believe these people are running our country. That's what he tweeted. And I completely understand what Brandon is saying. Because when you watch these hearings, you get to see the level of insanity that exists inside of the minds of a typical leftist. Folks, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, I'm not a leftist or a rightist. I'm a pragmatist. I go across the political spectrum. But what I find is that when you go to the left, you get crazy. When you go to the right, you get sane. There's sanity over here. Now, you know, people look at, it's funny, Fox goes, they'll say to me, Kevin, you're a controversial. How am I controversial? I'm controversial because truth is controversial. I mean, really? Do you want to ask a potential Secretary of State candidate what he feels about gay sex? Cory the Gay Blade Booker, the man of ambiguous sexuality, standing up for his peeps when questioning Pompeo. Pompeo, 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 Pompeo. Like an African dance now. Pompeo. Here's what he said. Here's a clip so you guys can hear it for yourselves.
You said in a speech that mourning an America that endorses perversion and calls it an alternative lifestyle, is your words, is being gay a perversion?
Senator, I, when I was a politician, I had a very clear view on whether it was appropriate for two same-sex persons to marry. I stand by that.
So you do not believe it's appropriate for two gay people to marry?
Senator, I continue to hold that view. It's the same view.
And so people in the State Department, I met some in Africa, that are married under your leadership, you do not believe that that should be allowed?
Senator, I believe it's the case. We have married gay couples at the CIA, you should know. I treated them with the exact same set of rights.
Do you believe that gay sex is a perversion? Yes or no?
Senator,
gay sex is a perversion? Because it's what you said here,
Senator,
in one of your speeches. Yes or no, do you believe gay sex is a perversion?
Senator, I'm going to give you the same answer I just gave you previously. My respect for every individual, regardless of their sexual orientation, is the same.
I will conclude by saying, sir, you're going to be Secretary of State of the United States at a time that we have an increase in hate speech and hate actions against Jewish Americans, Muslim Americans, Indian Americans. Hate acts are on the increase in our nation. You're going to be representing this country and their values abroad in nations where gay individuals are under untold persecution, untold violence. Your views do matter. You're going to be dealing with Muslim states and on Muslim issues. And I do not necessarily concur that you are pouring the values of our nation when you can't even, when you believe that there are people in our country that are perverse, and where you think that you create different categories of Americans and their obligations when it comes to condemning of violence.
The funny part of all of that, welcome back everybody, Kevin Jackson. The funny part of all of that is he has the nerve to bring up Muslims. Barack Obama, king of the Muslims. And he's, you're going to be dealing with Muslims. You know why Cory Booker says that? He says you're going to be dealing with Muslims because Muslims don't like gays. What are you going to do? Are you going to agree with him? Why didn't he ask that question of Barack Obama? Why hasn't he asked that question of Keith Ellison? Why hasn't he asked that question of Louis Farrakhan? These are all people that Cory Booker hangs around with. Now, let me tell you, the most disingenuous people on the planet. Man, and by the way, Cory Booker's been asked point blank, are you gay? He will not answer the question because you know what? He is gay. Well, he's a B of the LGB community. There is no T. Stop calling it the LGBT. Call it the LGBQ. And you'll drive them crazy. Leftists get crazy. When you take something away, when they, we're LGBT. No, you're not. You're LGB. Yeah, there's no such thing as a transsexual. Oh, I need to do a song about that. So Pompeo does the right thing. I stand by my view. He was wishy-washy. I stand by my view. He's like, well, I stand by my view. And what's funny, did you notice he says, I met some in Africa. Did you notice how Cory Booker said, I met some in Africa? Really? So if you had met those gays in Scandinavia, would it have been a different thing? He had to bring in Africa. You know, you're going to be going to Africa. You're going to be dealing with gay Africans. Really? And what should we do there? Should my view change? Because I would be on the motherland. Hey, oh. By the way, he's got the right name. Pompeo. King Pompeo is here. Welcome, King Pompeo. That sounded kind of James Earl Jones right there. King Pompeo. Oh, when my voice is a little deeper, it has a resonance to it. I like it. I'm rather liking the sound of my voice right now. I met some in Africa. And any hate acts against gays and whatever. I don't know what he said. All these hate acts. The hate acts that occur in this country, in this world. What about the hate acts of the Muslims? I would have said, Senator, are you as concerned about the hate acts against Americans and against other people? Are you concerned about the hate acts against Christians? I'm willing to bet that question that he asked Pompeo has never been asked of a Secretary of State. I'm just guessing. You can't even ask an employee that question, can you? I don't think you can ask about sexuality. But what is it? Oh, Zuckerberg was interviewed. He was like, can you ask about Paul? I can't ask any political questions, which begs to, you know, for Zuckerberg. And how do you know the politics of the people that you hire that are monitoring these folks? How do you know what they're doing? Do you have something in writing that says if you violate these rules in dealing with conservatives, you will be fired and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law? I like when I get to get like Perry Mason-esque on the show. Fullest extent of the law. Yeah. Never would he dare ask that question. I'm talking about Gay Blade, Cory Booker. Would he ever ask that question of anybody that's a leftist? He would never do that. He'd be like, Mr. Pompeo, you're so wonderful. La, 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 la. By the way, I don't care if Cory Booker's gay. I think he is. Certainly bisexual. I don't care. I care that Cory Booker is a raging lunatic who would dare ask a person who wants to be Secretary of State a stupid question like that. Yeah. But because, see, Booker, for him, the Secretary of State has to be a representative of gay America. Not representative of America. See, I didn't realize gay had issues outside of the United States. In the sense that, you know, you say, look, we don't kill our gays in America. Okay? So, Muslim countries, here's the thing. You might want to stop killing your gays. End of story. Our Secretary of State's done their job. We don't kill Americans. We don't kill them for religious views. We don't kill them for sexuality. We don't kill them for gender issues. We don't kill them. I mean, except, you know, in certain neighborhoods and stuff like that. You know, we have a faction of us known as leftists who will kill you for anything. But outside of that, we believe in law and order. But Booker's argument is specious at best.
You will go places where gays aren't welcome.
And exactly how did Hillary Clinton and John Kerry deal with the gay-hating nations? How has the United Nations done with the gay-hating nations? Have you seen something that's come out where they said,
oh, geez Louise,
we better stop all these gay-hating nations from killing their gays? From the United Nations? No. Let me put it to you this way. Civilized countries, countries where there are lots of white folks, they don't kill their gays. In some countries where there's some brown people, they don't kill their gays. But in Muslim countries where there could be any color of people, they kill their gays. Their gays are closeted. I always wish I was the person answering the questions in these things. And I bet there's some of you going, oh, Kevin, when you heard me just say that, you're like, boy, boy, they wouldn't even know what to do with you, brother. You're exactly right. Because if Booker asked me that question, I would have said this. I would have said, to answer your question, Senator, I don't spend a microsecond thinking about how people have sex. Not even with my heterosexual, my not gay friends. I just frankly have too many things to do. It's small-minded people who consider such things in their evaluation of people in their lives. I don't pick my dry cleaner and go, listen, I need to know how you have sex, or you're not going to do my clothes, Mr. Wang Chung. It ain't going to happen. Now, as for gay sex, I'm against it, inasmuch as gays are against not gay sex. So to be specific, gay sex is something I would never do, nor would I recommend it. But since we're on the subject, what do you think of gay sex, Senator? Apparently you believe that to do this job, understanding how people have sex is one of the criteria. So is this a question I should ask of other Secretary of States when doing the nation's business? Excuse me, Ambassador so-and-so. But before we begin, I'd like to know how you have sex. The idea of human beings, specifically the LGB community, wanting legislation based on sexual acts disgusts me. It's completely un-American. Like all things American, we got over bigotry, hatred, racism, sexism as a lot, and people like you perpetuate the insanity with questions like this. Shame.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
James Comey. James Comey. Jim, they call him.
So, Jim Comey, obviously, he's a freelancer now.
Yeah, he's got a book out.
And I wanted to get the real temperature of what's going on with Comey. So, here's what the most recent stuff. This was April. Stephen Miller. Used to work for, I think still does something advisory for the president. He says the only thing lower than Comey's integrity is CNN ratings. That's what he tweeted. Greg Jarrett of Fox News said this: I finished reading Comey's book. It's an easy and superficial read. I saw nothing that was true. I can only conclude that Comey's version of events is fantasy. It's fiction. Things will end badly for Comey. He stole government documents. The folks, I don't make this stuff up. This is what they're saying. By the way, welcome, Kevin Jackson Show here. Happy New Year. Oh, you're saying, Kevin, it's April, and, you know, I think today is tax day because they give you a little reprieve. But anyway, it's April, and you're still saying Happy New Year. I told you I'm going to tell you Happy New Year till December 31st, and then I'm going to tell it to you again because it's going to be one heck of a 2019. Oh, baby. If you like the end of 2016 and then what happened to your portfolio, for example, in 2017, and then you look at what's about to happen to these Democrats in 2018, lordy, 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 is all I have to say. I feel like, you know, like a Popeye's chicken commercial and some Auntie Mama waffles all in one. Lordy, lordy, lordy up in here. Come get you some. Yeah, baby. James Comey's going down. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. Look, people, when I tell them my theory, they're like, Kevin, are you, nobody's going down, man. I'm still frustrated. I'm flying with people. I'm riding with people. I'm talking to people at different places. I don't know, man. I just don't see where's it. And I go, to Carl's point, one of the listeners to my show, I say, just be patient. Rome was not built in a day. Your journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. I could give you all kind of patient stuff. All I'm telling you is this is the fastest you've seen justice move in decades. The fastest. Ask yourself this. They're beating up on Donald Trump. Pummeling him. You know what he's doing? Trump's got his hands behind his head. He's smiling like he's sitting back on a beach lounger. And they're punching and he's like, impervious. And so are you. You're impervious. For the first time in your political career, you're impervious to all the lies and deceit. I want you to think about the level of crookedness that has been discovered, not what you haven't even seen yet. The level of crookedness, and ask yourself, where are we? Donald Trump still raising and, you know, rising in the rankings, the polling and stuff. I'm talking about fake polls have him over 50%, at least at 50. Democrats are scared beyond belief. And the minute I tell people that, Kevin, are you sure? What do you think? I'm telling you guys, God is my witness. Democrats are so afraid right now, they can't even see straight. They got to keep their base pumped up. We're going to get him, man. Keep going. You got a guy chasing Cohen, Mueller chasing Cohen, with no relationship to Russia. That's about to blow up in Mueller's face, if it hasn't already. I mean, maybe it already has. I'm not checking on that. And then Comey's writing a fiction book. Here's what they did in an excerpt. Comey writes that Obama sat alone with him in the Oval Office in late November and told him, I picked you to be FBI director because of your integrity and your ability. I want you to know that nothing, nothing has happened in the last year to change my view. And on the verge of tears, Comey told Obama, boy, were those words I needed to hear. I'm just trying to do the right thing. And Barack Obama said, I know. I know. It's a romance novel. I know. On the verge of tears, one of my buddies said, that's what they should have called the book. On the verge of tears. You know how you read a fortune cookie? And the cookie says, you will find many friends and good fortune. And you always end it with, in bed. Well, everything on a fortune cookie should be on the end on the verge of tears. Comey, God, what kind of fluff is that? He was on the, I just want to read it again. Boy, were those words I needed to hear. I'm just trying to do the right thing. I know, Obama said. I know. And they both hugged and continued to spoon in bed. What's for breakfast, Barry? I don't know, James. I'll get up and check.
It's just good.
God. Nasty. But I like this part. Because, see, if somebody else has said this, excuse me, boy, were those words I needed to hear. I'm just trying to redo the right thing. If Trump had said that, they'd be like, who's calling you boy? How are you going to call the president of the United States boy? Boy? What do you mean boy? Did you check it? Y'all missed it. Admit it. You don't even look at my producer. Y'all missed it. Boy. You call him boy. You don't call nobody boy. bust you upside your head. Phillips tweeted this: when America needed James Comey to do the right thing and prosecute Hillary, he refused. So in calling his book Higher Loyalty, he can only be referring to his servitude to the Clintons. This is an interesting story to me on so many levels. The book that he's getting excoriated. Not even on the book. I want to go back to some tweets. These happened. This was James Comey back in the day when he was a people came back. When it was a tweet that he did for the president. I don't remember what it was. What did he say? He said something like, Mr. President, the American people will, the American people will hear my story very soon and they can judge for themselves who is honorable and who is not. And people went to that tweet and keep in mind, he's got 880,000 people. There were 127,000 give or change retweets of it and 439,000 likes to this tweet. And here's what I want to tell you. It says that this guy wrote this: James Comey, with your book, A Higher Loyalty, you've again beclowned yourself in the once proud FBI. We poked fun at cross-dressing J. Edgar Hoover, but you make him look quite normal, sane, and believable. That's the top tweet on his own page, okay? The next one says, we've been hearing all day about what an embarrassment your book is. Did you hear law professor Alan Dershowitz talking about you? He demolished what little reputation you had left. Yeah, and then it goes into the actual tweet where he was talking about it, and it says, I'll never forgive you for your interference 11 days before the presidential election, no matter what the rest of your story is. That is a leftist mad at Comey. A lady named Kara said this: are you telling your story for free, or do we have to pay for it? I think you got your answer, Kara. And then some guy tweeted, you know, do Trump supporters have crazy eyes? But then everybody else, you sit on a throne of lies. Nice try to book promotion there, bud. Is your trial going to be televised? I'm just reading you the tweets on Comey's personal page on Twitter, which, by the way, ruled by leftists, Jack Dorsey, and everybody on this dude's page is beating the living daylights out of him. And they just, good morning, I'm here to give you an update on the investigation, Senator Clinton. What I want to do is tell you that we're recommending, but first let me tell you what we found. That's they're going back over what he said at the beginning. I mean, when he let Clinton off. And then here's one. Want me to start rolling Trump tapes where every second word is a lie? Thankfully, you got one in there for against Donald Trump. Then the next one, because I want to throw one in there. I'm reading these, by the way, chronologically. We've already heard your story, Crooked Comey. We already did. The next one says, no one will buy your book. Sorry. Let's see. I'm skipping ahead now on some of them because I want the more interesting one. I hope you're not in a captive state because the photo sure seemed as though it was a stage setup. I don't know what that's even talking about. You're one of the Christian hypocrites. That's weird. Mr. Comey, your book, maybe, help you with your legal fees. You're on tape lying under oath to Congress. Your goose is cooked. You're implicated in some underhanded and seedy works. Your credibility is shot. Your book is, I'm going to clean it up, crap. And Andy threatened to take you down, too. Next one, Comey's going to jail. I mean, 10 times they did it. Next one, lying Comey, and on and on. I'm telling you, when you need something to look at, and you go, I wonder, are we resonating? Are people hearing us? Folks, it's one out of every eight, if you're lucky, one out of ten that's pro Comey on his own Twitter page, a service that is run by leftists. It is monitored by leftists who are trying to keep the heat off of things, and they still can't keep you from putting your voice out there to Comey. So can you imagine what it is without them filtering it? This dude is he's a laughingstock. And let me tell you, the FBI agents are burning mad at him for ruining their reputation. I don't care what the left tell you. I don't care what the media tries to sell you. They are fire-breathing, dragon-mad at James Comey, and they know exactly what he's done to ruin their reputations, and they hate it.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.